We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. Sometimes the name is going to get you. So this guy named Adam, not our Adam.
Not Adam in the afternoon. No.
But this guy was stopped by police last week in Richmond, Kentucky.
Okay.
He knew he was in trouble. He recently failed to show up to court for drug trafficking charges. Mm. So he knew that there were warrants out for his arrest. So he decided to give cops a fake name.
Never a good idea.
He claimed his name was Stephen Clemens. So they run the name through their system, and guess what?
That was worse.
Stephen also had a warrant out for his arrest.
Bum, bum, bum.
So I don't know if he knew the Stephen or if he just picked the name or whatever. So they ended up arresting him anyway, and while they were taking him to jail, he admitted, wait, that's not my real name. My real name is Adam Castle. But now he's being charged with his original charges, you know, his warrant charges, plus the identity theft and giving cops a fake name. So he just went from bad to worse. And Stephen Clemens, he's still not been arrested, as far as I know. But
I've never given the police a fake name.
No. I mean,
because that was always my fear, is that would give them the name and it'd be worse.
How many times have you had to give the police your name?
Probably 4 or 5 times.
Okay.
But it was usually like a traffic stop. It wasn't because I was up to shenanigans or something.
Yeah. When I used to work for a law enforcement agency in Tennessee, and I did processing of criminal records.
Uh-huh.
And so when fingerprint cards would come through, we would put the charges connected to the names. And I found myself surprised, but after a while I wasn't as surprised. How many fake names, how many aliases people use for themselves? I'm like, and some of them were just ridiculous, you know, just ridiculous names. But, you know, I mean, people do it. People try all the time with other names.
So. Well, I mean, I don't have my birth name anymore because I started using a radio air name, and then I later just changed my name to my air name.
Yeah.
But that's different than having a fake identity.
I mean, you made it legitimate.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's if you're gonna give a fake name, maybe you should make sure it's like not one that has warrants.
So that new show Reacher, uh-huh, that's on Amazon Prime, it's based on the Jack Reacher books. In it, he explained that most people who use aliases use it something that's familiar to them or something that they like.
Yeah.
And so he said, like, maybe they always use first baseman from the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So then I thought about it, and I'm sitting there trying to think of, okay, well, if that's really true and if police know that or investigators, if I had to come up with a fake name, I would have to try to come up with something that isn't something I like.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't know what I would come up with.
Well, and then you got to think fast.
Yeah. I mean, or like if you were going to check in somewhere like a hotel, but then they want IDs.
Yes.
Now, so.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it just makes it more difficult. But, you know, some people are really good at coming up with fake names.
So. Hi, I'm Johnny Mayonnaise. Yeah, that's my name.